that you're gonna regret.
But if you wanna stay in shape, well, you better hit the
gym with Jim Wits.
That's right, man.
Welcome to the Jim Wits Podcast. I'm Ryan George.
I'm Justin Guild, a.k.a. Chef Sonic.
And we are the Jim Wits.
So I originally wanted to call this Getting Your Swag Back, but apparently Ryan hates that term. I don't know why. Why do you hate the term swag?
I just hate it. It just sounds stupid. It's a terrible way to articulate that. But yeah, I don't know. I don't like the use of it. I don't know. I honestly couldn't tell you why it bothers me, but...
It's just one annoying. Of those things.
Yeah.
Okay, so I decided, and it actually worked out because it makes more sense this way. I decided to change the name of it to Breaking Out of a Slump. Interesting things where you might slump in. The term, you know, is a baseball term when you can't get a hit and you're just getting outs and outs. I've also noticed it in my life a lot in when you play poker, because there's a lot of odds, so you can go through a series where just the cards don't fall your way. Anything where there are a lot of different either variables or a lot of different single events where you have to do something a lot of times, there's a chance you could fall into a slump with it. And recently, I've been having a fitness slump.
Yeah, I know, because you don't show up at the gym.
Well, I haven't showed up much to kickboxing.
But you've been making excuses.
I've been doing a lot of things. I've been making excuses, although I have been going to my other gym. I've certainly been making excuses, but I've also been very busy, been stressed, had a weird schedule. So there have been a lot of things that have factored into my slump. But most importantly, and probably is why I might even have made excuses, is that I wasn't enjoying fitness. Yeah. Whether it was kickboxing or I was at the gym lifting, cardio stuff, I was laboring through it. I didn't have that good feeling where after I did a rep, I'm like, yeah, I could do it. I can push harder. When I was running, I wasn't like, oh yeah, I'm feeling it. I can go faster. I can go longer. I just wasn't feeling that. Everything was like, oh, how much more? Oh, 4 more minutes. Okay, just get it done. So I sort of muscled through it, and I was praying that this would go away soon, that I would continue to enjoy my workouts, but I just wasn't. And this went on for now a few months, and I had never had this before, because I had that maybe for a week or two where I just wasn't feeling this, but never for an extended period of time.
Yeah.
And have you ever had that where you're just not enjoying your workouts? It just seems laborious to get to the gym. It's just like, oh, you don't want to travel there. You don't want to do it. You just want to not have to do this.
Yeah, it happens to everybody, I think, even the most seasoned fitness veteran. I had a friend, it just happened yesterday. He'd been training Muay Thai for a while, and he's very good. And he emailed me or texted me the other day that he was kind of in his own slump, and he just hasn't been motivated. But he knew that I, in addition to doing the Muay Thai, like I box once a week, just to like learning it for fun. And,
yep.
And so he asked me if he could come train at my place, and he came, and that seemed to serve as like that gave him that energy back, or he got something back from that he almost just like needed the change. But
yep.
But yeah, it's like, I think definitely anybody, no matter how much you love working out and how much of a fitness buff you are, like it nobody's immune from falling into a slump.
So one thing that I did was I tried to do something new. I started rowing. Now, I thought this would kill two birds with one stone. First off, it was something new and something sort of exciting. Plus, rowing is just a really good full-body exercise. I know you've mentioned the benefits of rowing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's good for cardio. It's good for a little bit of muscle endurance and just a lot of good things. It's just a really solid exercise. And I just didn't like it. I wasn't feeling it the first few times, but I stuck with it. I made sure that I did at least 25 to 30 minutes. No, I stuck with it, that was my workout. You know, this had sort of been going through the time where my workouts were not long. It was really 30 minutes in and out, just making sure that I get it done just so that I feel okay about myself, so that I maintain a level of fitness. And you know, we'll sort of go over all Chef Sonic's steps when you're slumping, the things that you should do. So back to what I did. Yes, I kept with the rowing. And then finally yesterday, I went there and I did my rowing and I felt great. I got through my 30 minutes and instead of just being dead at the end, being like, oh, when is it over? I was like, up. I pushed through it and I went harder and harder towards the end. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to lift. So I did a really nice circuit where I did squat, bench press, and kettle swings for at a decent weight. And I felt good. I pushed hard and I did three circuits of that, and I felt awesome, and I left, I had a nice solid 50-minute workout, and it just, everything changed. I was enjoying doing it, I felt good afterwards, and now I feel inspired, like I can get back to the gym and continue working out strong, and I feel, now I might want to go back and continue doing some kickboxing again, but even if I can't do that for whatever reason, I'll at least, you know, continue going to the gym and have my good, powerful workouts there. So, what are the reasons that we might slump? So, Ryan, what do you think for you, or from your experience, or what do you think some of the reasons one might go into a fitness slump? And I know we talked about them.
I mean, yeah, the number of reasons. I mean, boredom is okay. One thing. Even if you love what you do, the repetition over time can just get boring. So yep. Where you may be motivated initially, you're initially motivated by the challenge or by the results. I guess I'm mentioning a couple of things. So first, boredom. Now, some things that can cause boredom are not having an established or set goal. So you may just be training without a goal. And for some, that's fine. But for many people, you need a goal. You need an objective to keep you motivated and keep you on track. If you just stop seeing results, that also can demotivate somebody. So I think those are a couple of easy ways to fall into a slump if any life changes, some things happen in life,
me, yeah, that was a big issue, is just that I was stressed and I was so busy that it just life sapped my energy.
So I think those are some examples of how boredom can set in. So what's your way of what's the method?
So the first is keep pace, whether it's with yourself, with your goal, or something. Don't let yourself fall too far out of the race, right? So even if it means getting to the gym and just doing a quick workout, sort of trying your best to maintain, whether if it just means going and doing some decent cardio or lifting a little bit, it's so much better than not doing anything, and it still keeps your head in working out, right? So first off, keep pace with something, keep your head in the game, and it sort of keeps you there and it allows you to eventually break out. Second, try something new, right? For me, the rowing helped. It helped because I wasn't enjoying the other workouts, so it helped fitness-wise in that it's a good exercise, and it helped me to kill a bunch of birds with one stone without spending too much time. And it was something new, and I knew that once my body adjusted to it and I was able to push, that it might help. The third thing is get your life in order. Maybe it's not the working out or the fitness itself that's slumping, but it's your life that's affecting the fitness. Now, often with me, when I would work out, it would make me feel better and sort of more productive in real life. I realized this time around, a lot of it was what was happening in, quote, real life was affecting my fitness. The fact that I had a crazy schedule, was really busy, all of these engagements and everything that was occupying my energy was taking away from my fitness. So once that ended, once I was like, oh, no, I have a few days off, I'm a lot sort of now clearer focused on fitness once I got a lot of the other stuff out of the way. And I think that was a big thing. So, and that's why it's so important to stay in the race, to keep pace, because you need to survive until your rest of your life clears up a little bit. Now, I know that could be a long time, and I know that people that have families, it might never really clear up to the point that you want it to and that you can completely focus on fitness. But as humans, we live in waves. There will be some sort of lull. There will be something that happens that will allow you to now focus again on fitness. Have you noticed that as well?
Yeah. I mean, it's not
No, it's not an exact science, yeah. But your life changes. Well, you go through different stretches where you're either busier or not as busy.
I think, yeah, it goes back to fitness for most of us is, it's not essential. It's essential as far as how it's importance to our health.
Yeah.
But it's not built into us. It's not a part of most people. It's not something that you would just naturally do if you didn't need to do it. So I think when there are things that do become priorities, whether it's kids or a job or other activities or friends or a new relationship or getting out of a relationship, there are many things that can be distractions to exercise. So it's easy to lose focus of the exercise because something else takes kind of prominence in your life. So yeah, I can see how it's very easy for exercise to be put on the back burner for a while. You know, for me, I've again dealt with that myself. It's a little bit harder because I work in gyms. So yeah. I always see it. So there's always the opportunity. So if ever I go into a slump, it's kind of really just out of laziness because I'm seeing it every day and I'm knowing that I can get back into it because I'm in a gym all the time.
Well, that's sort of another thing is that sometimes a break is also good.
Yeah.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with that as long as you know that it's a break. And if you're going to take a break, and I know we've talked about this in other podcasts, stick to the time frame. If it's like, all right, I'm taking 2 weeks off where I'm just not going to think about fitness, make it 2 weeks. Don't make it go on for 2 months.
Yeah, I mean, it's dangerous advice to give because of that. It's really easy to say it's easy to live in the future. You know, it's easy to say next week I'm going to whatever your goal is. I do. We all do that.
That's why you make your fitness time and you stick to it.
It's easy to say I'm going to do it eventually. Next week I'm going to do it.
That's why you have to set an exact time. Say if this is the date.
Okay, no, that's fair. So I think, and sometimes that mentally prepares you for it. Mm-hmm.
By mentally preparing also helps you get back.
And resting can be useful. Like, and sometimes you need to take a break. I guess it depends on the person. But yeah, if you can set yourself up and say in a month I'm going to do it, sometimes that mentally prepares you and also allows you to kind of accept it. But for some, it's easy to say that, and then it's just like, I can keep pushing it off.
Yeah.
So I've seen it happen both ways. I've seen people get remotivated by giving themselves some time, and I've seen people who.
And it's interesting that sometimes it's actually not out of lack of motivation, mm-hmm. right? I was still motivated to work out. I still wanted to, just something like whether it's I was tired or just something about it wasn't propelling my body. I said I wanted to. I really did want to go, but it just didn't happen. And I think it's okay to tell yourself and to realize that you're in a slump and mm-hmm. to say, you know, and to accept it. Like, all right, I'm in a slump right now. And you actually gave me some good advice while I was going through the slump. You said make your workouts a function thing. Go there, do it, and get out, mm-hmm. right? Don't make it this long thing where you go in there and you're doing all sorts of crazy stuff. Get in and get out and make it something that you know you're going to labor through it. You know you're not going to enjoy it, but just get in and do it. And, right, don't think about it too much. And I did that because I didn't actually realize I was in what was going on. I didn't realize I was in a slump. I was just like, what's going on? What's going on? Only until after I broke out of the slump did I realize, oh, I was in a slump. I wasn't feeling it. And that advice that you gave of just sort of go in and just finish it, just go in and get it out of the way was good advice for me at least.
Yeah, the purpose for that type of advice is to maintain the consistency. Yeah. So when you go into the slump, the best thing you can do for yourself is maintain consistency. Yep. And so if that means I had somebody recently, her advice was literally wake up. I may have even mentioned this a couple weeks ago. I forget now, but the advice was literally wake up, do 10 pushups in the morning and then go about your day. Cause she had gotten to the point where she just was so averse to exercising that, you know, she just couldn't do it. So the idea was just, all right, let's just get, you know, she was a morning person, but the idea was just like, just do something in the morning, every morning. She was consistent with that. And that was able, so far, it looks like that's building into a little bit more. So it's, you know, sometimes you have to do the absolute minimum. But that's just to maintain the consistency and then you can build on that. I went through that a while ago I didn't take my own advice and I just took like 3 months off because I had an injury and it's like,
well, that's tough.
But I could have, I totally could have worked around it. It was just me being lazy and coming up with excuses. But what happened though was then I changed scenery or setting. So that was, that's another thing. A couple, you know, things to do is sometimes a change of scenery is important. Sometimes a change of what you're doing is important. So in my case, you know, I'd gotten injured and when I, was able to get back to doing Muay Thai, like instead of, I just joined a new gym and it wasn't that I had anything wrong with my old gym. I just was demotivated and a change of scenery at the time did help me and reinvigorated my training. And, but for some people like my friend who was having the issues himself, like he, it seems that doing like Western boxing has reinvigorated, like something just new, a different style. So now you, maybe you're somebody who you do CrossFit and maybe you start doing, rowing or a different or spinning or something, or maybe you do TRX. And so for anybody, whatever you do, there's so many modes of fitness that there, or of exercise, that there's something out there that if you're bored with what you're currently doing, there's something you can do that's different, that will be a challenge that might make it more interesting. Or like I said, or find a different setting or a different instructor. Sometimes that's what it is. I've had people who were personal training clients of mine for a long time and they fell into that trap and they needed a new trainer. Yeah. You know, so sometimes you just need a change to really fix it.
And I think that sort of the last thing is to keep telling yourself that you're going to break out of it. Right, it's not going to be permanent. You will find your love of fitness again. You will enjoy exercising.
For
again.
Some, there's no again. It's like for some, not many. Some people just don't have a love for it.
You don't have a love for it.
Yeah.
Which is true. Or you'll find something again. You will break out of it. And I think that this was a lot of this was geared towards people that do enjoy working out, that do love fitness, that fall into a slump, because I'd never really felt that before. I mean, there was little pockets where I was just like, oh, I'm gonna be lazy, but this was like the first time that went on for a few months where I just really didn't want to go. I wasn't enjoying it when I was there. It was not fun. And I guess I didn't realize I was in a slump when I was in it. But now the next time it hits, and hopefully it won't for a long time, I'm going to tell myself this is only temporary. I'm going to break out of it. And I think that's important. Tell yourself and keep reinforcing it. This is only a slump. I'm going to break out of it. I'm going to get that hit. I'm going to, you know, have that day where I go 3 for 4, you know, with a home run, a double, you know, a couple RBIs, stuff like that. So just keep telling yourself that. Remember, it's so much of it is mental, right? Yeah, physically you could have an injury, you could be exhausted, maybe you overtrain, something like that. Physically, you'll get over that. You know, your body will heal, you'll get back into it. Mentally, that's the big issue. So sort of employing all these different tactics we talked about, keeping yourself mentally strong, you know, and then you'll break out of it. So anything that you want to add?
Nothing.
That covers it.
Yeah, I think that about covers it for now. So, I guess
until the next slump.
Yeah, exactly. Until the next. I guess if you're not in a slump, you probably want to save this one for later and use the motivational words of Justin or Chef Sonic to inspire you. So, all right, I guess that's it. As usual, all of our stuff is on thegymwits@gmail.com.
Make sure to
or download the app.
That'll break you out of a slump if you have the Gymwits in your ear all the whole time. How could you be in a slump?
Yeah, well. I don't know. Depends on how much you like that song. All right, well, that's it. As usual, I'm Ryan George.
I'm Justin Guild, a.k.a. Chef Sonic.
We are the Gymwits.